Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back. He's a serious rocker. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Dave Anderson is our guest. His book is called How to Lead Your by
have access to at learntolead.com. Just spell it out like it sounds.
You know, as small businesses, we probably ought to keep our politics to ourselves as much as possible, because we want to serve all customers, and they have the right to be our customers. We have a right to serve them regardless of whether we agree with them politically or not. And so I certainly appreciate any business that doesn't want to talk about politics, at least with their customers, because it can get out of hand, and you can cost yourself some business. So just avoid. I don't blame you for avoiding that. But at some point in time, your true North values may be called upon. And Dave, you need to be prepared to know what those are and how to articulate them, don't you?
Well, exactly like you said earlier, Jim, you may have them and live them and not make a big deal out of them, but if somebody asks them, they can take what you just feel is a good value, and they can politicize it and make it something political. And
right.
So it can get blown out of proportion really quick. So you really have to define, you know, first of all, from a practical standpoint, what are your core values? I told you we have five, and ours are simple. We define each value because I think if you paint a picture for what the value looks like, people understand better how to live it. Like, one of our values is integrity, and it's a real simple definition, Jim. We'll always do what's right, not what's easy, cheap, popular, or convenient, and we'll do so without excuse and regardless of the cost. Everybody who works for us understands that value. If you understand that we're serious about that value, you know what to do in a given situation. How often will you do what's right? Always. Does it matter how much it costs? No. You do it because it's the right thing to do.
Let me give you an example of how to get started with this, folks. And it's a very practical thing. Whenever a customer has a problem, don't solve it as if it were a transaction. Solve it as if you're talking about the relationship. In other words, if somebody has a problem and you're pretty sure it's not your fault, but the customer is unhappy, make them happy. Even if the transaction loses, you're going to win the relationship. And I think that's a way of demonstrating values. What do you think?
Well, it is, Jim. And, you know, somewhere along the line,
I'm talking about baby steps. I'm talking about this is where you start. From there, you can go on to a lot of places.
You can decide, listen, do I want to be right or do I want to have the relationship? And, you know, sometimes you can be right and lose the customer, or you can have the relationship and keep the customer and get all their friends as well. I know some businesses who are addicted to being right, and it costs them customers. There are people who are addicted to being right, and it costs them their marriage. Do you want the relationship or do you want to be right? Sometimes you can't have both. And so that's a real simple place to start. What would it take to keep the relationship? And by the way, the more hoops you make somebody have to jump through before they get what they think is fair, the less it means to them anyway. So if you can solve it and do it in early on in the process and move on, the better it's going to be. That's
well,
a good
and
place
one way to
start.
One way to put up a roadblock or a wall in front of your own values, or maybe it's a way of demonstrating your values, is don't use the word "it's our policy" with customers. I mean, that's the way of showing them that you don't have any values, that all you care about is the transaction.
That's exactly right. And so define them. This is a great baby step place to start, but also be aware, which you mentioned earlier, that there is a differentiation today from value to values, and more and more people are going to be interested maybe in what yours are that haven't been interested in the past, and so you'll need to be able to articulate those. And you also know that if you say them, they may not always please everybody, mm-hmm. and so you have to have the confidence that this is what we're going to build our business on, and this is what we're going to stand on, and it's my choice as a business owner, it's my privilege to define that,
right?
And and to live it, and it's not going to make everybody happy, but
right.
that's
Learn
impossible to lead anyway.
.com, right?
LearnToLead.com.
That's the title of the website. How to Lead Your Business by the Book is the new book. Dave Anderson is the author. He's our good friend. Dave, thanks again for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'll be back, but not today. But as I leave you, let me remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.